Brian Meyer, welcome back to our studios for Press Pass.
Well, it's great to be here.
You continue to interview a variety of newsmakers, and over the past couple of weeks for the Buffalo News' online In Focus video interviews. They're wonderful.
Well, thank you.
You recently met with Buffalo's new city school superintendent, Dr. Pamela Brown, about her mission that lies ahead.
Yeah, and I mean, she knows she faces some looming challenges. And of course, her first step, as I think any superintendent would do, would be to get out in the community and talk with all the stakeholders, if you will. And she's been doing a lot of that in the first several months. But, you know, one of the fundamental questions that we asked her is just how much of a difference can a school superintendent make given the socioeconomic problems that cause some of the biggest challenges in our classrooms, absenteeism and so on and so forth. And I mean, can a superintendent do much more than just putter around the edges? And she said she absolutely believes she can, that she thinks there are some time-tested strategies. She has some very lofty goals, if you will. She'd like to see 80% of all city students graduating from high school, which would be increasing that rate by about 30 percentage points over a five-year period. So, I mean, she has some goals. She says she has some experience, and she thinks she's going to be able to do it.
Although, as you said, she has never led a district.
Well, and we asked her about that, and she said, well, look, I think that it's important for a superintendent to be able to see the challenges from different perspectives. And she pointed out she was a teacher. She was a curriculum specialist. She was a principal. She was in the upper tiers of administration in the Philadelphia schools. So she thinks that that diversity that she brings definitely allows her to stand up to these challenges.
Now, much of the attention in the last couple of weeks that the Buffalo News has brought forward is getting the mayor involved in the city school district. You talked to her about that as well.
Yeah, we did. We asked her if, given the fact that the city passes half of its tax levy, that's all the money the city raises from its property tax, half of that money goes to the city schools. And the question is, given that fact, should the mayor perhaps have some direct involvement in how that money is spent, i.e. maybe a representative on the school board? And this is how the superintendent responded.
I prefer to think of the benefits of operating in a more collaborative way with the city and the county. I think that our bringing the Say Yes to Education Buffalo initiative into the city is going to really promote that kind of model in the city of Buffalo, where the district, the city, and the county and the private sector are working together to improve access to great learning opportunities for children.
The other issue that's ahead is, what will the control board do about overseeing the city school district spending in the future?
And we asked the superintendent about that, of course, because the control board has now morphed from a hard control board that had say over any spending over $50,000 to what is known as a soft advisory-only board. And there are some, including the chair of the control board, who have suggested that the city schools have financial problems to the extent that perhaps we will see the control board go back into hard status. Pamela Brown said she's hoping that that's not the case. She thinks that they're on the correct fiscal path, and I guess only time will tell on that.
Now, another great topic that you recently discussed in your video chat in the In Focus was with the Buffalo's NAACP chapter president, Frank Messiah. You discussed civil rights issues and talking about the evolution of civil rights into modern day time.
Yeah, and we actually met with him down in the historic Michigan corridor, the Heritage Corridor, where so much of our civil rights foundation was built. And Messiah says that there have been some strides made, but he's convinced that the strides could have been so much bigger and should be so much more significant.
And one of the interesting things was about the fact that Buffalo has for long been known to be a segregated city.
Yeah, and one of the most segregated. And, you know, Messiah went back in time talking about some of these scientific, quote, studies that had perpetrated myths about African Americans and so forth. But we talked a little bit about the progress and where we are right now.
Things are still are not the same as they were back in 1884, but they're not like they should be in moving forward, that we should have, people are still working toward a better society of equality for all people.
Where does he take his mission now? He's been in this position for a very long time.
Yes, decades. Well, they're doing, you know, a lot of outreach type stuff. The NAACP has been actively involved in, you know, voter registration drives and so forth, and doing these type of programs and talking about the need to continue moving forward with civil rights.
Brian Meyer, thank you so much for bringing your InFocus news clips to our audience this morning.
Well, thank you.